Because another church. Don't tell anybody I told you this. There are pastors that have fought because a rich man left their church and went to another church. All the offering. Look, that's the same way businesses fight. They want to dominate. This is our territory. Listen. If God indeed opens a door, no man can shut it. Let me warn you something concerning something. You've heard me say it, that you are not the only one that God wants to bless. Did I hear an amen? You are not the only one that God wants to bless. No. Get that one into your mind now. You are not. As you are praying, so is somebody else praying. As you are repenting, somebody else is also repenting. God has enough resources to make each person on the earth multi-billionaires, and he won't feel it. And no, I don't mean that as a preacher's talk. I mean it in reality. Everybody can be so. No, look at Israel. And they don't have the light that God puts inside the believer. Solomon made silver so common in Israel that people didn't use to steal it. It's not worth the effort of stealing. The same piece of silver that Judas was selling his master for. Do you understand what I'm saying? That was the one that Judas was selling somebody for. God has the resources, so don't be afraid. You won't become poorer because somebody opened shop next door. Do you get what I'm saying? Now, I said there's a warning I want to bring in. And this is the warning. Peradventure, your competitor is a blessed man. If you don't like him, you are in trouble. And you wouldn't know. He just shows up like anybody else. You don't know that, say, the guy is serious. Every morning, now prayer jogging they do. Father, I worship you for today. In the name of Jesus. 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 You don't know the amount of exercise he has done. Blessings on his head as he's coming out. And he passes and your soul despises his presence. Go and check. The only barren woman in the Bible who never got her child was Michal, the wife of David. Why? Because she despised David when he danced before the Lord. That is why, do everybody good. Do you understand my point? Do everybody what? Good. So, competitors, they are good people. They're not the only one that, you know, let me tell you another thing about people. You know, most people, now we're talking about blessed people who want to compete with you. Alright? Now, there are some people who just see that you are making money, so they want to come and join in and come and share from the loot. You know what I mean? This is a good business. Don't worry about such people, they don't last. What is keeping you there? And that's why you shouldn't be afraid of adversity. I was telling my wife yesterday, I said, you know, after that, everything has value. Faith can be used to buy shares. Right now, you need faith now to buy shares in Nigeria. You don't need money. What you need is what? Faith. Good. I got another revelation while meditating about it. I said, God is saying in effect, listen to this, that the time for people to make money has passed. It is now time for those who want to own businesses. Because if you have 5 million naira, let's say you have 6.5 million naira on Friday, and you bought Oceanic Bank shares, you will have 1 million units in Oceanic Bank. So I told my wife, it is the time for those who want to own businesses. God, I wish I had 65 million. I'll just walk there, say, where am I? Yeah, give me 10 million units. I collect it in pocket am. I don't want anything more than that. You know what I've just acquired? Voice. That's what I have bought voice for 65 million bucks. Next time we're even sharing contract there, I'll get my 65 million back in one deal. I thought about it. Oceanic Bank pays over 1 naira per share dividend. And they're selling their shares 6 naira 50 kobo. I told myself, this is time for owners. This is not time for those who want to make quick money. The time of quick money has passed. God said, look, you buy for that 650. It may not increase to 25, 50 in 20 years. That's not the point. But the point is that you have become what? An owner. faith is real. When you use it properly, it gets tangible results. You don't need faith to say, go, Father God. And just, you know, should I tell you the truth? I'm praying that it will come down further. God, may more people lose faith in these things. If the thing drops to 2 naira, I will sell all that I own. banks are not closing. They are still doing business. They are doing as much business now as they did last year. When their share price was 25 now, they are doing as much business then as they are doing right now. What is the big deal? Why is the thing dropping? I'll tell you. Foreign investors are tired. They are trying to take their money out. And that's, they've invested a lot in Nigerian companies. And now they feel like it was not a good deal. So they want to cut their losses. So they are dropping the thing. They want to just collect their money and go. Good. Believe me, it's very good. Did I hear an amen? It's very good. Oh God, I wish you would understand. It's very good. It's very, very good. What am I going to explain? You look at them from a spiritual perspective. Are you getting what I'm saying? That which is yours, competitors can't take it. It is your own. You don't need to fight anybody. A good competition is good for you. You are not the only one God wants to bless. Why I went into that Oshenebar story is that I said, those who, a lot of people drop, they drop. Those who just want to come and share the loot, they will soon drop. Then it will now be time for those who something else brought them in there. Maybe why I keep talking about this, about the stock market, is that I have never, you know, for those of you who have been around long enough, you know my principle about it. I said that is not for quick money. It's not. So the share price went through the roof. It doesn't concern me. It came down to zero. In fact, I'm becoming like Warren Buffett. I'm getting excited. What's the point I'm making? So it's those computers that just rush in to come and get something small, all right, quickly. Don't worry, they will soon run away. They will soon run away. Cyber cafes, you know, there was a time cyber cafes are opening everywhere. The other day, the G asked me, that's my brother, I said, do people still go to cyber cafe? I said, it's not your fault. When you go to the office, your broadband is as wide as the east is from the west. It works insane. And when you go home, you carry your phone, drop it, Bluetooth connection, you're on the web. Even me, I don't go. I use my rainbow net, and I'm on the web. So you think nobody goes to cyber? I said, you think everybody has computer? But now, this is the point. That was just a joke. But what we're discussing, actually, is this. That, what I'm trying to bring out, is that when the thing first started opening, people say, there's money. Remember the days of 10 naira per minute browsing? Can you remember that? Frank Adel was down the road, those of you who know, New Heaven. And RainbowNet, before they started doing phone. Those were the two cyber cafes around. At the 10 naira a minute, you go there wait, make person go piso. That is, you go there wait, say, make somebody wait on the day, make him run come out, so you can jump on his seat. That is, there were no seats at that 10 naira a minute. So people say, this is where the money is. So cyber cafes were opening everywhere. So it was in Lagos. Then a day came, cyber cafe for sale. That was the happening advert in papers. Cafe for sale, cafe for sale, cafe for sale. Because there had become so many. But you see, while everybody was trying to make quick money from cyber cafe, there are those who grew from cyber cafe to become internet service providers, to become hosts, to become whatever. And they became a great kingdom. You know, such people, when everybody now starts offering for sale, if you like it, you start buying it for cheap. Start by, just that it wasn't worth anything. The computers were old anyway, and new computers were coming out every day. What am I going to say? Those who rush in for quick money, they will soon rush out. Don't worry. Don't worry. They will soon rush out. They will soon rush out. We're talking about competitors. But that's that kind of, that's not where I was going. I said, hello, they went chicken. I said, what about unfair competitors? What was it that he said? He said that, imagine somebody who decides to ruin your business because you're a competitor. I said, that is when they will understand that we are not normal people. What do I mean by not normal people? I go, use your name, pray next day. Father, I thank you because you have said to bless me. You delight in the prosperity of your servants. In Jesus' name, amen. Arise, O Lord, and let my enemies be scattered. Contend with those that contend with me. Lord, guard thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, and ride on prosperously and in majesty because of truth, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. There are scriptures people don't know is there. I'm telling you. There are prayers you, Lord, let their gates be deserted. Let their workers be jobless. Let profit never come their way. Don't worry, you go reach one place. Now vexation you go take pray that kind of prayer. Not because it's a competitor, but because you have seen this guy, he's an evil man. Arise, O Lord, and let thy enemies be scattered. Trouble them that trouble me. And Lord, and do it quickly. I'm losing money. I'm telling you, if you walk in righteousness, you walk in integrity towards that person, and it does that to you, you will see God fight. You just did it when the police could just arise. Who parked this stolen car here? The man will say, which car? He said, wait, go and explain the station. And so they go shut the premises for 1 year. They say, what happened? He said, he just bought the car. He did not know it was stolen. Hey, that's the physical manifestation. The truth is that one day you vexed. Chike will tell you, your tongue guy who caused us a lot of slowing down in our work, in downward work. I told Chike, say, I talked to the guy. The guy hasn't replied. I said, Chike, wait, let me send him a mail. I told him, oh boy, I hate to go and pray about you. Telling God that the hindrance between me and the propagation of his gospel, I won't like to do that because you won't like it too. The guy replied immediately. No, really. Because I want him, if he did that again and again, no wahala, I will have said God. I'm not saying anything, no. But you know why we are not preaching the gospel? This is the man. Listen, a spiritual man. Do you hear what I said? Yes, you are. That is why, you see, you can't afford to walk anyhow. Do you get my point? You can't taint your own power with unrighteousness. You can't. You can't be the one that sowed the seed of evil in that person's business. You can't be the one because of this kind of thing. That's why, like I preached that time, make sure you listen to that series, 7 Biblical Keys of Financial Prosperity. Don't forget to pray over whatever you are doing. You lay hands on it. You speak to it. If you speak, one day, Bishop Odepo told a story. I'll tell you 2 stories, okay? Which will let you know that things have ears. So one day, he started his car in the morning. There was one noise in the engine. His neighbor said, that's a knocking sound. That the engine wants to knock. He said, which engine? He quenched the engine, went there. In Jesus' name, you knocking spirit, I command you to come out. Next day, his neighbor's engine knocked. The man who said it was a knocking sound. There's one man I told you about a number of times. He said one day, those days when SAP was very sapious, sapping every juice out of Nigerians, no tire. An average civil servant's monthly salary couldn't buy one tire. But this man was going on the road. Suddenly he felt his car, you know, kind of swerve to one side and, you know, kind of lean down slightly. And at the same time, people tell you, oh, get your tire, your tire. He said he thought about it. There was no spare in the boot. What, alas, my master, how shall we do? He spoke to the tire, get up! Then he felt the car straighten again, balanced back, and he kept on driving. He said, what nonsense. He said, that was the day his secretary gave her life to Christ, because she went with him somewhere. When the woman came, looked at the tire, she knelt down there and became born again. Listen, learn to talk to your business. Don't talk like an average person. When they say, it's down season. We say, what is down? I told you, look, every adversity in life is an opportunity. I've told you, you know, I've been saying it. You know, stock market. The thing doesn't worry me because I know it's usual. And God uses it to rearrange ownership. Listen, God said, all right, there are people who I want to have a voice. I have taught them righteousness. I will drive these stock market prices down until it hits their level. Then they will be able to come in, buy up, own. It's not quick money. The guy, I said, look, I just want to own this thing. So they said, how much is he going for? Like, was he in car that was telling me? He said, Oga, what? Like, all he's looking for now is money. I said, well, for what? He wants to go and buy one of these banks that the share price now 1.90 cover. Hi! That one, you just buy like you are instantly a director. No, be sure. They are still doing business. Don't forget, they are still doing business. Forget this one, the share price is down. They are doing business. You now get it, when they are having a board meeting, you now sit down there. They say, target. Say, no, from now on, no targets for young girls. I know they agree. Say, this is prostitution people are teaching them. I don't agree. I don't agree. More put them to vote. We'll vote you out to empty. They go look this wicked soul who entered the board. He said, from now on, yes, we want aggressive young men to be our marketing team. He said, from now on, what about the girls? He said, if any girl is going on marketing, must go with the guy. He said, from now on, targets is only for teams. Oh, teams. Teams. And the team must have male and female created hidden. That is, no. Yes. And anyone we hear of that went to a single girl that went to see a customer at night in a bar, we sack you on the spot. Very soon they will make you director of the year. The man who brought sanity to Nigerian banking system. I'm telling you, most people who don't have sense, just say, the stock market is not good again. Believe me, this is a good time. Is what? The good time. This is the time for you to sell your car, I'm telling you. Sell the car, track for 3 months, don't worry. Just sell it. Buy 200,000 units. Just keep buying until you become a director. And I said, listen, Pastor Banky said, I have been sent to the kingdom for such a time as this. So people here should understand. No magumago, no round tripping. Now we are going to develop the nation. Now, I hope you are getting the logic. What I'm going to say, you must see life from a different perspective. So I was talking, he said, don't fear what these people fear. Don't be in dread of what they are in dread of. Neither fear ye their fear. Let the Lord alone be your fear and your dread. He said, I and the children that the Lord have given me, we are for what? Signs and wonders. Are you getting my point? What you say about mad things matter. Look, they hear. You look, they say, it's a bad month. Stock market is bad. Saying, for me, it's not. It's a good time. Because when you start seeing things like that, then suddenly God opens your eyes to see the real opportunities that you did not know were there before. Like Oral Roberts is quoted to say often, he said, every day a miracle is walking towards you and going past you. That is, a lot of miracles walking towards people and going by. God hasn't opened their eyes. That's why they are not seeing it. If God opens your eyes, you will see that they will tell you that, economic downturn, that it was bad that time. You say, now wow. That was the day I made it. That was the time I made it. That was the time. For everybody, there was a casting down. For me, there was a lifting up. What am I saying? I just used that one to explain the fact that we are doing spiritual warfare here. Are you getting my point? We're not looking for tricks. And it's spiritual. It's spiritual. Anything you want to do, speak about it first. I've told you, as a young man, you want to write an application. It's not the quality of the CV, it's the talk you talk to the CV. When you finish writing it, that's physical. All right? And you put the thing down and begin to talk to it. Paper. Go forth and bring me favor. Say, God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. The handkerchiefs and aprons taken from his body were healing the sick and casting out demons. In the same manner, I hereby command you to carry my unction and go forth. You are leaving my body. You understand what I mean? You are carrying grace. In the name of Jesus, this is the name of a blessed man. Everywhere you go, favor, favor, favor. You talk to the paper before you let it go. And let me tell you the most important thing, all right? If you want to go for interview, and look for tie. What do I look like? Do I look corporate? That is good. It's not bad. It's good. It's not bad. But please, before the tie, before the suit, first talk to the soul and the heart. Take a mirror. You listen to me. Say after me. Attend to yourself. I'm a champion. Say, I'm not a beggar. I'm a giver. I'm a giver. I'm a giver. I'm a blessing. Say, just like Laban descended and divined that he was blessed because of Jacob. Wherever I go, I will be a blessing. I will cause them to increase. I will multiply the stock of Laban for him before I leave his house. I'm a seed sower. I am a giver. I'm a blessed man. I'm above alone and not beneath. You talk to yourself. We're ordinary singlet and pata. Don't worry first. Talk properly. Because when people come to themselves, you know what I mean? That's when their head is correct. You know, the prodigal son came to himself. When you come, forget all the suit. Look in the mirror. You are a winner. Say after me, you are a winner. And after that, wear any suit where you see. You know what? On your face, the glory of on your face will not let them see the cheapness of your suit. I'm telling the truth.